Matthew's gospel, Jesus is really making a parallel for us that as a servant is called to exist in the relationship with his master, so are we called to abide in our relationship with God. And the point is that a servant in relation to his master, he never ceases to be a servant. So when he comes in from working out in the field and he comes into the house, it doesn't all of a sudden change and he starts to get to boss the master around, but rather he continues to be a servant. And the lesson for us is ultimately that we are God's creatures. We were made by God, we were created by him, and we're always called to keep our creatureliness in our mind as we live our day-to-day life, because the temptation for us human beings has always been, going all the way back to Adam and Eve, it really is the temptation to take God's place and to say, I'm going to insert myself in God's position and now I can be the one to be calling the shots. I can be the one to be inventing what the rules of the game are. I can invent what the moral law is and I can decide for myself whatever it is I want to do. It really is then to try and take the place of God. And that is, of course, a great temptation. I think one thing which becomes clear in life that the existence of God and our belief in God's presence in our life really is a fundamental demarcation of how we live. Because if we believe in God and know that he created the universe, well then our life becomes much more about discovering and listening attentively to say, what is God's purpose in my life? And what is the natural law that God has written into creation and into the moral law that I need to discover, live, and abide by as opposed to try and invent? I suppose it's only too clear in the world in which we live that when you start to build a culture and a society without God or without any reference to him, all of a sudden it becomes very easy to say, well, we human beings are going to assert our freedom and impose what we think is right and wrong, and we're going to determine that for people instead of God. And so we live in the world in which the conjugal act is seen as having absolutely no reference toward life. We live in a world where we get to decide even who is male and who is female and what that means and how people discover their identity. All of these things are really attempts to say, God, we're going to assert ourselves and take your place and we're going to be the ones to decide what's right and wrong. And this again was really the original temptation of Adam and Eve to eat from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The irony and the great sadness of that kind of state of affairs is really twofold. In the first place, God has already given to us and bestowed upon us a great dignity. He hasn't called us his servants or his slaves, but he's called us his sons and daughters. He's made us members of his family. He's allowed us to participate in his life. In other words, he's given us a purpose and a destiny which is far greater than anything we could have invented ourselves. It's the greatest thing he could have given us, and to substitute that for anything is going to be choosing something abysmally less than what God has already given us. And the second irony, of course, is that whenever we human beings insert ourselves to take God's place, to invent the moral law, to decide for ourselves what is going to be good and evil, the end state of affairs is always going to be catastrophic, because it really is just going to be an assertion of one's personal will and freedom imposed upon a group of other people without respect to what is truly good and to avoid whatever is truly evil. And that is going to wind up looking like a domination and an imposition and tyranny. And that again is going to be something infinitely less than what God has already set up and given to us. And so today, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward, let us always be mindful of our creatureliness and to remember that to obey God really means to listen attentively, to know that he desires what's best for us. He has placed a great destiny and purpose before us in our life, and that we are called to every day live that destiny, to strive to be living as his children, and to trust that the laws and the ways he's given us are always there for our own happiness and benefit. Amen.